Just outside of Fresno in central California's San Joaquin Valley, Jersey, Holstein, Norman, and Ayrshire cows are out on this raw winter day foraging on what's left of Bermuda, alfalfa, and clover.
Right now you're catching us in a kind of a cold, wet couple days, which has been dry and warm for the last week and a half. We have portable feeding facilities out here. We're milking about 330 cows right now.
These 450 organically certified acres are the headquarters of Organic Pastures Dairy, one of California's two licensed raw milk dairies. Mark McAfee is CEO and founder of the company, which sells unpasteurized milk, cheeses, and other specialty products. Raw milk is milk that has not been pasteurized to kill pathogens. It's basically unaltered milk straight from the cow's teat. You won't find it in any grocery stores in Wisconsin, but McAfee fetches premium prices for the product he distributes widely across the Golden State.
Raw milk's always been legal in California. We've never had a fight to keep it on the shelf, per se, although the standards for raw milk have been changed recently, and we have to meet and exceed pasteurized standards, which we do.
Raw milk dairies in California must achieve the same bacterial counts in the milk when it comes straight from the cow that the regular dairies accomplish after they heat the milk to kill off pathogens. Raw milk is controversial because, if contaminated, it can make people sick. But in California, the Department of Health reports that there have been no public health outbreaks in recent years attributed to raw milk from the state's licensed dairies. Stephen Beam is the chief of the Milk and Dairy Food Safety Branch of the California Department of Food and Agriculture.
Anytime you have raw milk where there has not been the protective step of pasteurization, there's always the potential for a pathogen to be present. So that's why on these facilities, it's very important that they're operated in a very sanitary manner.
Beam says the CDFA inspects the dairies for cleanliness and other safety standards on both the farm and at the bottling plant numerous times throughout the year. Additionally, he says the milk is tested repeatedly on the farm and again before it hits the shelves.
The bottled product that's actually distributed to consumers is tested to make sure it meets the requirements for total bacteria count, for total coliform bacteria count, and it's also tested for pathogens such as Listeria, Salmonella, E. coli 0157, H7, and Campylobacter.
McAfee says meeting those standards requires a meticulous operation. He says healthy cows in clean conditions combined with regulation can make raw milk relatively safe.
When you have black markets, when you have no regulation, and you have suppression information so that people don't get well trained in how to do raw milk properly and no lack of standards, you're inviting a challenge. If you say, yes, we understand it, we know it's a good product, we want it, but we need to have some regulation and standards, then I think you have a much better chance of having safety. You really do.
What McAfee won't promise, however, is total food safety. But he points out that there aren't a lot of food products that can guarantee that. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.